But as promised, we're joined right now by a safety for the Denver Broncos, a BSC national champion. Entering its 13th NFL season, signed a one-year deal to stay with Denver last month. 88 tackles, a sack, and an INT in 15 games. He was the 20th pick overall way back in 2010 out of Alabama. Denver's going to open up against Seattle, which obviously is going to be a really interesting game on September 12th. We are joined by safety Kareem Jackson. Kareem, it's really good to have you on. How are you?
I'm doing great. Doing great. How are you?
Good, good, Kareem. Really good. So you made it really clear in the past that you want to be back in Denver, but at the same time, it is a business, so you need to explore some opportunities and see what was out there. Ultimately, what led you to re-sign with the Broncos, and how good does it feel to be back?
Obviously, yeah, it's definitely a business, but the other opportunities weren't. It didn't make sense, you know, at this point in my career. And obviously, I love what, you know, Denver had going on with the pieces that they made with signing and trading for Russell Wilson, you know, and the signings that they made in free agency, you know, and just making that entire roster better, you know, on both sides of the ball. So, you know, just having the opportunity to go back, I was definitely, you know, excited to do that and to be a part of, you know, something special.
But so, Kareem, what about Russell Wilson? I was going to get to that later on, but since you mentioned him, obviously an enormous move to make that trade to get Russ earlier in the offseason. What was your reaction to that news? And then what do you think his arrival means to the entire organization?
Definitely a lot of excitement. I mean, the entire building is excited. You know, anytime you get a guy, you know, like that under center for you, a guy that's played in the biggest game, you know, won the biggest game, you know, he's been playing at a high level ever since he's been in this league. And, you know, with his experience, his leadership, what he can do for a locker room, for young guys, you know, for an offense, and just for your organization, you know, entirely, you know, it's a lot of excitement. You know, he's been great so far, just being around him. You know what he brings to the team in every aspect. You know, it's high expectations, but at the same time, you know, he's been showing us a lot and teaching us a lot, just in terms of, you know, ways to work and things like that. So it's been a lot of excitement.
We're talking to Kareem Jackson. There's going to be so much to be done between now and then, but I've got to ask: you're going to open up the season in Seattle, in Russ's homecoming. What kind of an atmosphere? You've been around the league a while now. What kind of an atmosphere are you expecting for that game? And then, how much are you personally looking forward to that game?
I'm expecting the atmosphere to be, you know, one of the best atmospheres that I've played in a long time. I mean, already that stadium and. You know, that the fan base there are already great when we're there. You know, they have the DJ playing and things like that. It's always loud there, you know, whether it's preseason or a regular season game. But I anticipate it'll be, you know, even crazier with the return of Russ, you know, with him wearing a different uniform, a different jersey, and being on a different team. You know, for me, I'm excited. You know, I'm excited to see him go out and compete against this old team. I know, you know, he'll approach it like, you know, any other game, but in the back of his mind, I know he's excited about it as well. So for me, it's just all about, you know, having his back going in there and doing whatever we can to get a win for him.
Broncos safety Kareem Jackson joining us. So, Kareem, receiver Tim Patrick was talking about the way you hit and the fact that not many people hit the way that you hit. I'm curious, what's your mindset and mentality? And what's the mentality that you need to play safety in the NFL and play it as physically as you do as long as you have?
For me, it's my mindset is, you know, I'm a get you before you get me. That's the approach and the mindset that I have when I'm out there. You know, I feel like as a defender, you know, it's not much we can do when it comes to, you know, rerouting and putting our hands on receivers after 5 yards. So any chance I get to kind of impose my will on a receiver, whether it's across the middle, whether it's a running back, you know, whether I'm filling an A gap or B gap, just in the sense of the run game. But, you know, any little thing I can do to add some type of, you know, put some type of fear in the guy's heart, you know, and even these fast guys, you know, for me, it's all about trying to impose my will early and slow them down a little bit. And I don't know no guy, no receiver or running back that wants to get hit and take a good lick, and it happened early in the game, because now they know, you know, they're running their routes and they're looking for it, you know. So maybe that'll cause some turnovers for us, you know, later in the game and things like that. But for me, I just always had that mentality of, you know, I'm a shoot before, you know, anybody can get me.
I tell you what, that's some old school mentality right there. I'm hearing that, I'm thinking like Steve Atwater and stuff like that. Like, they can change the rules, Kareem, and I understand why they're changing the rules, but I mentioned off the top, you're entering your 13th season. That's an eternity in football years, especially when you play the game with the kind of physicality that you do. Your durability speaks to how well you've taken care of your body. I'm curious, how do you approach the offseason and the process of getting your body ready for an upcoming NFL year?
For me, I'm a big fan of the older you are, the harder you have to work. That's you know, it's kind of been my motto, and I kind of stick to it. So usually once the season ends, I'll probably take, depending on how I feel, if I'm feeling really good, you know, after a season, I'll probably jump back into doing some light things maybe 2-3 weeks after, you know, some corrective stuff, some active recovery stuff, some cardio and things like that. But it takes a lot, you know. I mean, for me, I'm not young anymore. I can't just jump out of the bed and go cover guys and go tackle and things like that. You know, it's a process for me. It takes me, you know, a little bit of time to get ready to go practice, you know, and that's all in the name of me, you know, getting ready to go, you know, be able to play at a high level on Sundays. And I just kind of keep that mindset. Once in the off season, I kind of take the same approach, you know, And I just try to put all my work in the all season. And once I get into the season, it's more so just maintaining everything.
Talking to Kareem Jackson, you know, when I'm listening to you, what I'm hearing is a certain discipline. I'm hearing a certain professionalism. But at the same time, I can't imagine you would pay the price that you've paid mentally and physically year in and year out unless there's a love of the game. How much of it is about that? Do you love the game? Or do you love the process or what it does for you? Like, where does the love fit in? How would you characterize the love for it?
I think if you love the game, you definitely love the process. You know, I still get excited about getting up at 7:30, going to work out with my trainer. I still, you know, get excited about, you know, competing, you know, day in and day out in practice, you know, film study, you know, just going at it with the young guys and things like that. I still get excited about, you know, just the little things when it comes to football, you know, even during the season, you know, some guys don't, if they're not playing, they don't watch it. I try my best to watch every game, every Thursday night, every Monday night, you know, no matter what it is, you know, I still have that energy about it. I love the game still. And when it comes to a point when I lose that love, you know, when I lose that love for getting up at 7:30 in the morning and training in the off season and my eating discipline and things like that, that's when I'll be done with the game. But until then, you know, it's still burning in me and that's something that I get a kick out of day in and day out. You know, even now I just left the gym, you know, from working out and things like that. So I'm still excited about it. I'm still in my mind, I still feel like I got a ton left in the tank and I'm gonna approach it that way each and every day.
All right, so you're a pro's pro, but I mean, are there days where you're like, oh, hell no, I don't want to go to the gym? And of course you go to the gym because you go to the gym and that's what you've learned to do and you've got that mindset. Are there days where you do not want to do it or go to the gym, or do you frankly always want to go in there and get it in?
No, 100%. There's days where I feel like I don't want to do anything. I'll say, you know, now more so, you know, I'll have those days maybe once or twice every 2 weeks or something like that where I may be sore or, you know, I just don't feel like it. But, you know, I've always been a worker, you know, I've always been a militant type guy when it came to, you know, my training and my discipline. So for me, you know, it got me to where I am. Even when I was a kid, I've never been a gamer or anything like that. I was always that kid outside, you know, playing some type of sports and something like that, you know. And I think I got that from my dad and my uncles kind of growing up. But I've always been that type of guy. But, yeah, it's definitely days where I don't feel like getting up or I don't feel like, you know, getting body work. I just want to relax and things like that. But for me, it's always, you know, something greater. And on the back end, or I don't want to be that guy that, you know, wish I wouldn't have missed that workout or anything like that. So, you know, I still get up and I go get it in.
Kareem Jackson joining us. Before you go, I want to ask you about somebody that I used to really enjoy talking to, Demaryius Thomas. You grew up in the same area, and have said that you've known him since middle school. You played against him back in the day and overlapped with him briefly in Houston. I understand that you got a tattoo to honor him. What kind of memories do you have of him? And for those who did not know Demaryius, what was he like?
Some of the greatest memories. Like you said, definitely I grew up with him in the same area. We kind of met each other playing summer league basketball. And, you know, as a kid, you know, just always hearing about him and how special he was as an athlete and just getting a chance to play against him. In basketball, he was, you know, I thought he was going to be, you know, an NBA guy. Because when we were smaller in middle school, he was the same size as he was, you know, when he got drafted. So he was just much bigger than everybody. You know, I think as a freshman, he started on varsity, 18, won a state championship and things like that. So he's always been a special talent, you know, and fast forward to college and getting a chance to spend a lot more time with him. Another one of my best friends was his roommate. So when I would come home from college, you know, just driving, I would always stop in Atlanta, going to Macon and, you know, spend a couple of nights with him. I would sleep on their couch in their dorm room. So just getting a chance to spend so much time with him, you know, and family time and things like that. You know, he was an incredible soul, you know, as well as an incredible athlete. He's a great man, you know, did a lot for his community, meaning a lot to a lot of people, not just in Denver, but not just his hometown and just around the world. You know, his impact, you know, will forever live. And for me, it's all about carrying on, you know, his legacy, and I'll continue to do that as much as I can. But we definitely lost an incredible spirit and a great man. So, for me, it's just all about, you know, carrying on his legacy and making sure he's proud.
That's a beautiful tribute. I don't know that you could do any better or say any better about a man than you just said. I'm really curious. One last thing. Like, you've got a lot of football left, and I know you have goals, and I know you want to lead this team to success. You had been with this team through some tough years. I know it'd probably mean the world to you to be one of those guys to help lead that team to break through. Kareem, I'm curious, though. Like, I'm really respectful of your process and your mindset and your grind, like what you would call a militant approach to it. If you were to fast forward ahead 5 years, 10 years, and you're beyond the game itself, What is your life going to look like? Like, if you have that same sort of discipline and process, how are you going to apply it? To what?
That's a great question. I didn't want to coach because I miss a lot of time with my daughters now because of my approach to the game with my training and things like that. So I definitely want to dedicate a lot more time with my kids, but hopefully I can instill some of that discipline in them, and hopefully they'll be, you know, athletes, you know, of some sort, whatever they decide to, if not athletes or whatever they decide to get into once they're a little older. So for me, it's all about, you know, spending that time with them. A lot of lost time, obviously. A lot of things that I do, you know, I miss so many things with Ben in Denver, and they, you know, kind of stay here in Houston. But I think 5 or 10 years after, I'll be dedicating a lot more time to them and just being, you know, that father figure in their life that, you know, I always want to be, you know, for them. And sometimes we can't, you know, all necessarily be there because of, you know, the profession that, you know, we choose and the things that we do when it comes to this game and this league. So I think 5 or 10 years, I'll probably slow down a little bit for them, but still in my mind, I'll still be getting up, working out. I'll still be, you know, I'm sure I'll have some type of discipline as far as my eating habits, but, you know, just not as crazy as it is now. But I think that'll probably be me in 5 or 10 years.
That makes sense. You know, it's got to be so hard, right? Because you picked a profession that requires that you be all in, all the time, no days off, if you want to have the career that you've had. But at the same time, you're making sacrifices and you're missing out on other things. Like, I even know this to a certain extent with what I've done, because this is not easy for me. Like, it may seem like it's easy and kind of a dumb thing that some knucklehead would do, but I actually work it really hard and I feel like I've missed out on some other things. But then you tell yourself, yeah, but I'm doing it for the family so the family could have a better life. But then you wonder if maybe the family would rather you have more time with them than some of the shiny things. So are we doing the right thing to take care of our family and put food on the table, or are we being selfish because we're pursuing a career that we want and we want to be great? Like, I know that's kind of heavy, but these are the types of things I think about. Do you ever think about stuff like that?
Yeah, definitely. But, I mean, I think it's a little bit of both.
Right.
I mean, I don't think any players or anybody that's great at whatever they've done or whatever they've accomplished aren't, you know, a little bit of selfish. You know, I mean, you have to put the time in. There's no way you're going to get to where you are in your profession if you don't put that time in. So, you know, yeah, you can say, all right, you know, I'm doing this for, you know, to make sure my family, you know, has everything they need, you know, food on the table, house over their head, you know, clothes, all that. But at the same time, it's, you know, it's that little bit of selfishness that gotten you where you are. But at the same time, I'm sure, you know, once they get older, they'll understand. You know, my dad played how many every years I'll decide to play. I understand it now. When I was smaller, I didn't really get it. And they're just 6 and 3. They just, only thing they know now is that, you know, I'm going and coming, going and coming, going and coming. They get to see me play on TV. They go to the games and things like that. But once they get a little older, they'll understand the sacrifices that I made and that missed time. And, you know, at that point in time, at the end of my, when I'm done, you know, obviously I'll be there a lot more. But I just hope, you know, once they get older, they'll understand it.
100%. Well said. So well said. He is a BCS champion, I should say. I meant to say. I butchered that at the top. Denver Broncos safety entering his 13th year in the NFL, coming off a big year and a season opener at Seattle. Kareem, normally I do not keep interviews that long, but that was so good and so interesting, and I appreciate you very much. I wanted to have that talk, so great to have you on. Thank you so much.
No, thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
That was great. I really appreciate you, and I appreciate the insight. Good stuff. Really good stuff. Kareem Jackson, Broncos safety. James Bradbury. James Kelly, good interview day. God, I love today. I love today. That is such a great conversation. And I'll tell you why. And I'm really late, but if you play 13 years in the NFL at that position, you have a really good process and a really good mindset, in addition to a really good skill set. And I'm just curious, what makes guys like that great? What goes into it?